Oh, the hitman's guard hitting the wife's man. let me just say this. I liked it when it was simpler, man. You know, just when it was the hitman's bodyguard. And I wasn't too crazy about that film.
We're more than prepared for any assault.
Prepared for that assault, motherfucker?
When Kincaid is dead, you'll be paid in full.
There's a safe house not far from here.
I have a job for you.
The transport is in there.
What the f***?
You would think two of my favorite people over here fighting, man. Stop. Bring it up. Stop. Why y'all fighting? I love both of you. Ryan Reynolds and Sam Jackson. Like those two people, I was not crazy about the movie. But I know a lot of people liked the film.
I liked it quite a bit.
I remember. I was the odd one. I was the asshole out there. But I wasn't crazy about this movie. But I didn't hate it either. But I said, you know what? It's done. This is the movie where you have Sam Jackson as pretty much just a sociopathic hitman. He needs protection. I guess he's a witness or something. Is that what I forgot about some of this movie? But he needs protection. So they're getting the best bodyguard out there. Michael Bryce, played by Ryan Reynolds. Love those two guys. You would think that them being in a movie together that I'd like it a lot better, but I did not. But hey, I had nothing against it. Glad people enjoyed it. And most of all, we're done. You know, we're finished with that.
No. Hollywood said, we ain't done until we stop making money. That's what
exactly.
We're doing.
And then that's when I thought about it. I'm like, oh, fuck, that's right. He got a goddamn wife. And she looking for her shine, too, right now. She says, shit, where my movie at? You know.
Just like a wife.
Just like a wife. Shit, I'm running things now. And that wife is played by Sonya, played by Selma Hayek. Again, somebody else that I love so much. But hey, you know what? As you've seen with many sequels out there, sometimes they're better. Sometimes they're worse, you know? And sometimes I just didn't get it until I saw the second movie. I was like, oh, Jesus. You know, just that's what I needed. Just more. I needed more expansion on the story. And you know, and it's also, this movie here, they say it's also just a little bit sweeter. You know, this guy's got a wife now. She wants to start a family. They want to settle down, have a baby, except one thing that's kind of throwing everything off. Oh, yeah, they're fucking crazy. And somehow, just like with these movies, through, you know, shenanigans, man. Old Michael Bryce, who couldn't stand these people, and it's like me. It's like, you know what? Fine. I'm through with y'all. I ain't got to deal with y'all no more. Somehow, he gets brought right back in. Does it even make any sense? Well, let's go ahead and take a look at this trailer for The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Yeah!
And we'll let you know if it's better. Maybe it's worse. Or maybe it's just a little bit of the same. Or maybe I'll get it this time. And we'll be back with our review.
You're going to tell us everything you know.
I'm not telling you a mother...
You can electrocute him all day. It'll only make him angrier.
I, on the other hand, will tell you everything.
What? Really?
Michael Bryce was trying to put his past behind him.
You need to forget bodyguarding.
Repeat after me. No bodyguarding.
No...
bodyguarding.
Then he got pulled back in.
Let's go!
Jesus!
To protect this homicidal nutbag's wife.
What is he doing here? I said,
get anyone but
Michael Bryce.
I believe it's pronounced, thank you.
Chad is saying, oh shit, the trailer guy's back. Now he's back.
It's weird the way he said it, too. This homicidal nut job. Yeah. They don't say stuff like that.
One hitman, one homicidal nutcase, and one wife get together for adventure and wacky shenanigans again. I was like, Jesus, man. That's when I knew. I was like, all right. Hey, you know, never mind. I'm not going to say anything too early.
In 4 days, all of you love will burn.
They're planning a full-scale cyber attack.
Do not screw this up.
But we are definitely going to screw this up.
I promised my therapist no bodyguarding.
Let's not do that, guys. Let's just focus.
I got it. No, it's fine. You guys have at it. Maybe feather the brake a bit.
I need you to protect us. We're trying to have a baby.
May God have mercy on our souls.
Ethan Owen. Now repeat after me.
I'm unlicensed.
I'm unlicensed. That's terrible.
Ethan Owen.
Louder. I'm unlicensed. And I don't give a...
We need guns. We need boats. We need them. Are you ready to get your freak on?
What?
That came out wrong. Not together. With us. That also came out wrong.
Now let's go do what we do and blow some things up.
I would make a great mother, don't you think?
I think you're a great mother.
Thank you. It must be your powerful asexuality that makes you such a good listener.
Ethan Hunt.
Woo!
Ethan Hunt. Ethan Hunt.
Yeah!
Ethan Hunt.
Can we just acknowledge that not only are we safe,
this really feels like a new
There's worse places he could be. I tell you what, Batman ain't getting none of that.
Yeah, he'd fall right there, and the DC would come in like, no.
Yep.
Pick him up, pick him up, come on.
HR would come in right there.
Yeah, exactly.
That, up.
We don't do this.
If it was me, I'd be like, I need another take.
Yep.
Another take. And we're going to be doing this all day.
Exactly. That's right.
Heroes do not do that. Damn, I got the human centipede going on.
Yeah, right?
For real.
But, yeah, people, so for the further adventures of Sonya, Michael Bryce, and Darius Kincaid, Darius and Sonya, these two have driven Michael crazy. Michael at one time used to be the best bodyguard out there. He was waiting on getting the best bodyguard award at the Best Bodyguard Awards. They're like, damn, even Samuel, I'm like, damn, they got that shit? You're like, yeah, you ruined it for me. Now, they drove him to therapy. All he wants to do is just go somewhere and get some peace and quiet, get bodyguarding off his mind because he lost his license because they drove him so crazy, and just relax. Maybe find new life. Find himself. Work on himself.
And maybe eventually get his license back.
And eventually, hopefully, if he can act right, get his license back. But of course, these motherfuckers have to come back into the picture. And I'm going to tell you why in a little bit. You know, let's just say that, you know, because of sequel circumstances. which means it don't make no fucking sense. they get back together, go on one more adventure, and they must work together this time, not to save Darius, but the whole world.
Or at least Europe.
At least Europe. I'm gonna tell you something, man. This is the first time. I'll tell you, I love Samuel Jackson. Who doesn't?
Sure.
I watched Samuel Jackson for years. I don't know why, but this is the first time that I've looked at Samuel Jackson and said, you know what? He should have said motherfucker a lot.
Oh, that never crossed your mind before?
Until now, I'm like, wow, he's really loud.
Oh, I didn't realize you'd been in a coma for the last 20 years.
No, it's just that he's more motherfucker and louder than ever.
That's true.
Over again. Everything. I was like, I know that's his trademark.
But goddamn.
Everything, every 5 minutes. Motherfucker. Is it time? Motherfucker. Am I late? Motherfucker. Am I too loud for him? I said, motherfucker. I was like, wow, man. Oh, now I get it. When people say Samuel Jackson's loud, I'm like, oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
See, you got numb to it over the years. And that was one of the things in the first movie that he did it so much where at first it was like, geez. And it's like, all right, now, okay, it's just part of how it goes.
Yeah.
The same thing was supposed to happen with the N-word and Django, except I never hit that point. I was just like, no, fuck this dude.
Yeah.
But with this, I was like, all right. Coming into this one, there's been some time. There's been 4 years in between. And I got to go like, oh, yeah. I got to get used to this all over again.
We had a little break.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when he drops a motherfucker, you know, every now and then. Yeah. Or he's in a Marvel movie. He's about to say it and they cut off. You know, when they do something clever with it, it's fine. But when he says motherfucker every 5 minutes, at least, it was like, man, that's a little too much. Mm-hmm. I really understand those people. Because I've had people come up and tell me. And they've been like, don't you think he says motherfucker a lot? And I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's just for accent. He does. Yeah. Like, so he does it 2 or 3 times. Yeah. What's the big deal?
to those people, I hear you now. Oh, I just barely can't hold all these motherfuckers. Motherfucker, man, you know, and everyone and everything, it's not just him. He's so loud and he's saying the words so much that the rest of the movie is trying to talk over him. Even explosions are trying to get a word in. God damn it, I said booze. Yeah, man, the movie is just really loud and it's just, and I'm going to tell you something. You know, the funny thing with this is that, like I said, man, this movie is so... It's so loud. This movie is and they're trying to keep up with, you know, with Samuel Jackson sometimes in this, because he's one of the main loud ones in here. Poor Selma Hayek, you know, Selma Hayek, even at her crazy, she had some, you know, she's kind of sensuous. She got a little class with everything. You know, she comes in, you know, she kind of graces things when she comes in. Here, she is a fucking hot-tempered Mexican version of Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, she's cranked up to 11.
She sure is. She is Samuel Jackson. Everything was Samuel Jackson's motherfucker. She's motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Every time. Yeah. She puts every emphasis in there. A lot of Spanish twang on every single syllable.
Yes, and I mean, she got the movement to go with. Motherfucker.
Every time she says it, you feel like, I need an umbrella.
Yeah.
Anytime she starts to open her mouth, she's like, she's about to spit on me.
Yeah, yeah, man. She's that hot-tempered Latino girl, man. That hot-tempered Latino woman who had to cut a motherfucker, which she does several times. Several times. I mean, and like I said, you get them together. It's like there's moments where I'm just kind of like, man, let these people get a room. Let them fuck all day, because when they are, they're quiet. Every time Ryan Reynolds walked into the room, I'm like, I don't know.
I know. Don't you feel like just go the other way?
Yeah.
Like while they're over there yelling at each other or fucking whatever, just quietly walk away and go do your thing and live your life.
Because you're going to make them, they're good. You're going to make them mad. They're going to make you mad. And we're going to start this cycle all over again.
And in my dreams, I've kissed your lips a thousand times.
No, yeah, no. Yeah,
turn shit. Around, turn around, turn
oh,
around.
Oh, fuck, you saw him.
Hang on. What is he doing here?
I believe it's pronounced, thank you.
For what?
For saving your life again and again and again.
You said, baby.
See, here we go. Here, oh, man. Here we go.
She took a minute to get that you said out.
Oh, yeah.
You said.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
yeah, exactly.
Shit.
You don't want to hear anything that comes after that.
It was like, that's when everybody's getting up and leaving. They're like, oh, fuck. All right, party's over.
Yeah, that's when you go. You know what? You're right. I'm sorry I said anything.
Nah, it's too late for that.
No, because she's talking to Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, it's true.
And look, he's already getting started.
Because she did a wind-up.
You said.
Oh, man. Yeah, the hands.
Yeah. Both of them got them fingers. Look at both
sure
of them got
the
fingers.
Sure
oh,
do,
shit. When them black and brown fingers come out, it's
them
done.
Index fingers, yeah.
You said. You, motherfucker. You, motherfucker. It's like, oh, shit. Here we go. Say, Ryan, why'd you do this shit? You meant to start some shit. We were fine.
All you had to do was just hang back there and not show up at all.
They were happy.
They were quiet. They can be happy or sad. I don't care, but they were quiet.
Yeah, they as long, you know what? Their lips were locked on each other. They couldn't say words. They were quiet. How the fuck you had to come in here?
There was no yelling.
Over.
Nobody was getting killed.
Meanwhile, You got Ryan Reynolds. He comes in and starts the shit, and then he sits back as Michael Bryce, world's greatest hitman, who don't know where to shut the fuck up.
World's greatest bodyguard.
Well, I'm sorry, world's greatest bodyguard. Sorry, excuse me. So many different things, wives, bodyguards, hitmans around.
Yeah, it's easy to get confused. It's a shell game.
Can't wait for you to come out, the hitman's wife's bodyguards, nephews, cousin, and shit.
Oh, why'd you even say that?
I didn't
even
know what's going to happen.
Why'd you put it out there?
Those titles gonna be paragraphs.
We was good.
Yeah, sorry about that, y'all. It's been said.
Man's wife's baby sister's cousin.
Yeah, cousin keeping his dogs.
Yeah, with his god brother.
Yeah, but meanwhile, the greatest bodyguard in the world can't shut the fuck up and leave well enough alone. He starts things, and then he comes in and. He starts acting, sitting in the back, acting like a Deadpool with his nuts cut off.
Yeah. Acting like, well, that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, it really is. He's like Deadpool with PTSD and shit. He's always coming in acting like he's tired of hanging out or doing road trips with his alcoholic parents. You know, he starts the shit, but then he sits back and the whole time he's just flustered. Guys, can we, come on, can we, you know, you should have left him the fuck alone. And I always come back on those two things. I'm on sabbatical and I said no killing. Like, man, sit your ass down. You know what, really? I'm making it seem like these three characters are characters that get on my nerves and not. I actually don't think it's a bad thing. I'm going to tell you where for me, where it starts to get a little out of control. Because I think that these, I don't know how you felt about these characters. I like these characters. I actually start to like them more than I did in the first movie.
Well, I really liked him in the first movie. And, you know, I mean, man, Salma Hayek, she's always been so sexy. And as she gets older, she gets so much more annoying. Because the last three or four movies I've seen her in, and that was her character. She was supposed to be annoying. But it's just a point where it's like, man, I've seen you three times, and you got on my nerves to the point to where, like, your sexiness became like, yeah, I don't give a shit. You got to go, or I got to go.
Yes, oh, man. Yeah. Yes, you're hot, and I dealt with that shit for years, but now shut the fuck up. But she didn't bother me that much in this because I like the dynamic between the three of them, especially between Selma Hayek and Ryan Reynolds. I actually like them. I got good laughs with them because, I mean, and the movie knows this, they're a slapstick duo, man. They're straight up a cartoon. They're Abbott and Costello. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the two stooges here. You know, they're just... I mean, really, there's a point where they're straight up cartoons. There's a moment where she hits him with a car and he flips up in the air like Homer Simpson.
Right, right. Yeah, it's a couple times. And as much as you want to go like, hey, man, you can't do that. I'm like, well, John Wick did it. John, nobody said anything.
Deadpool. You can't do Deadpool that. Deadpool got injured more than he did in this movie right here.
Right?
Shit, this fool, he's apparently made out of rubber and a mutant.
Yeah, to get hit by a car, flipped up in the air, and just get up. I was like, what are you, Bruce Willis and Die Hard 6?
He got hit by a car, did flips in the air, and landed with a bang. And there's another scene where he went straight through a window.
Yeah.
Not a scratch.
Not a scratch.
Shit, Deadpool
just
is
a little bit dazed.
Just a little. He's like, what the, huh? Is this glass? You know, Deadpool will acknowledge, shit, that fuck hurts. Right, that fucking hurts. I got bullet wounds.
Right. I gotta regenerate.
Yeah,
at this point.
Deadpool might be, look, he might be almost immortal, but his body will get fucked up. Mm-hmm. He will lose limbs. He'll bleed. He'll get bullet holes. He'll get glass stuck all in his teeth and shit. This man don't have a scratch on him.
No.
This is a cartoon, people. You know, one moment he gets hit by a car. Another moment, they got comedy of errors where she's dosing him with drugs. He's falling all over the place.
Oh.
She's slapping the shit out of him.
No. I'm not getting involved in this. I'm under strict psychological order. Finally, Darius isn't haunting my dreams.
Shut the fuck up, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I was kind of with her on that.
Point. Yeah, I was too. Yeah, shut your ass up. We 5 minutes in the movie, you already get on my goddamn nerves. But then the next moment that we have with them, she's trying to get his approval because, you know, she wants to have kids. And I guess they've had enough adventures now where his opinion means a lot to her.
I'll catch up with you later.
Oh, okay, that was funny. I gotta give it that one.
That was funny.
The music that you, whoa, fuck! Shit. She's so small too.
They use her height to great comedic effect.
They should do because
that shit was hilarious.
That ain't no
I'm
special
sorry.
Effect. Notice how they strategically placed their ass behind it, and y'all didn't see shit.
That got me, man. That got that me too.
Everybody
as hell.
Wrote like, fuck.
See you later.
That's when your mama catch you talking to somebody you shouldn't be talking to.
Who were you talking to?
That's a secret.
I know your secret. You are so lonely that you were talking to yourself.
Ah!
Listen, Breeze. Do you really think I am crazy?
No. I think you're unusually aggressive, violent, but in an unpredictable way.
I would make a great mother, don't you think?
I think you would make a great mother.
Oh. You know what I love? I love in the background, Samuel Jackson just chilling.
Oh, I didn't see him
he's laid out taking a nap.
He looks like one of my uncles on a holiday, fuck this. The night is over.
End of Juneteenth.
He looked like one of them gone fishing posters.
Yeah.
He's back there. He just back. motherfucker. Yeah. You kill a motherfucker.
You know, if you were Ryan Reynolds, you'd be looking over at him like, yo, man, could you come get her? Because right, she's scaring the fuck out of me right now.
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock Juneteenth, though, PM.
Yeah. Yeah. And somebody said he vibing. Shit, I don't even... I think that I don't even think he's supposed to be there. I think they said, Sam, move. We getting ready to shoot.
I ain't going nowhere.
I'm asleep.
Y'all work around me.
Hey, you better write something in the script while I'm taking a nap. Because right. my black ass ain't going nowhere. Motherfucker. Just count motherfuckers.
One motherfucker. One motherfucker. Two motherfuckers. count motherfuckers. Fuck for motherfuckers.
My problem is not them, man. I can take this kind of dynamic going here. Like you see right there, there's funny bits in there, man. And I really do like Ryan Reynolds, man. Ryan Reynolds, I know that's his shtick, but he cracks me up, man. I love him in this movie right here. My problem is that the movie is just redundant. That's why the screaming was... I don't care if they're loud. All these characters are loud at some point. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that all of this is going through... a cycle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that was a thing where the first movie, you know, it was tighter. The jokes were tighter. The plot had a good flow to it. You understood what was, you know, and it kept moving. And it only slowed down to have a bunch of character moments and banter back and forth. And here, it's a lot of things that are there plot-wise. Mm-hmm. They exist just to have a reason to have these characters together and to do stuff. And... It's shorter than the first movie, significantly shorter, and yet it has less to do. So it's always looking for something to keep everybody. It's looking for a reason to keep everybody together.
Yeah.
There's plenty of times when it's like, okay, this should be done. And they're like, we got
to
keep it going.
Yeah, though. They are trying to, they are really trying to keep it going. And the problem is that the movie does go through some heavy cycles here with everything we're telling you. You know, the Sam Jackson, Selma Hayek, they talk really loud. They have sex and make out. They shoot a bunch of generic bad dudes. Ryan Reynolds gets frustrated. You wait 15 minutes and they repeat the same thing again. You know, we keep going through it. Rest of the movie feels very generic. This wasn't made because they had like an idea. And I know how Hollywood works.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, we all know.
Yeah, you know, this wasn't made because they had a genuine idea for a sequel or a great story.
No.
They just needed something quick so they could get a sequel out.
Yes.
It was is like, everybody's schedule is free. Uh-huh. Let's make some money.
Exactly. Because even the plot, the whole thing with the villain, it's a James Bond villain.
That's what I wrote down. I said they went and... They need to get this out so fast. They went and dug through James Bond's trash and pulled out this script.
Yes, it's from James Bond's trash from one of these early drafts where somebody said, what if we had somebody do this? And everybody went like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
You could never get away with that.
They went through James Bond's garbage and found this script. And somebody even said, shit, it still got skid marks on it. He wiped his ass with it. We don't care. Just bring it over here. We ain't going to use everything.
Yeah, we don't care. We just want to get these guys back together again.
The plot, that's why I was waiting to tell you the plot with this. This is some dumpster diving James Bond shit they got going on. A dictator, a mob boss, an evil mastermind, and you know
the thing is,
and Greece is going to take over the world.
And you know that he's evil because he wears an ascot.
Yeah, exactly.
He looks like Gary Oldman and Bram Stoker's Dracula.
He got that pompadour.
No, man, he
looks like a cross between Hugh Hefner and Dracula.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't get more Greek than Antonio Banderas.
Spain.
Hold on. We froze for a moment. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what happened.
We shouldn't have been talking shit about him.
Yeah, shit. Apparently his plan is working already.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Yeah, man. He's got that pompadour, ascot, and his name is Aristotle Papadopoulos.
Oh, right? Shit. Oh, man. And the velvet coat.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hold on. This thing is freaking out again. I really got to find a solution here. I'm not. They said you're good. All right. Yeah, man. Sorry about the lag here. Yeah, Aristotle Papadopoulos up in here.
I'm glad they took time to really get a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And didn't just spit one out when they said Greek. Okay. Well, how about Aristotle's a Greek philosopher?
What you have for lunch today?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Shit. Sound like a restaurant that sells gyros and shit.
Yeah, exactly. A fake restaurant that sells gyros, not a real one.
What you want to eat tonight? Papadopoulos.
We need a Greek first name, man. I know Aristotle. Tzatziki
Papadopoulos. Sure, let's go with that.
Oh, shit. You gotta wait for this lag to stop right here. Sorry, y'all.
Who's between that and Socrates?
Yeah, right?
Now you just talking crazy.
Yeah.
Now you just being ridiculous, man. I can't work with you.
Oh. So the story here is that this man, he has a. That's what we talk about. That's what I'm talking about. Generic. He has a device. It's always some device.
Device.
Yeah, just what device? It's just
don't
device.
Worry about it. It's a device.
Yeah.
You couldn't make it.
All you need to know is I got one.
I got one. You don't.
You don't.
It can do stuff you don't know about.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's going to help us take over the world. Shut the fuck up. You want to get paid or not?
Right, exactly. Get your ass to work.
Yeah. You got a device that will shut down all the grids in Europe so that Greece can take over. And rule.
Hey, what the fuck is Greece gonna do?
Yeah, not a fucking thing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Ask for some money.
Yeah. Exactly.
Shit. You know that's what they do.
Shit. What you gonna do with the rest of your? Put in a fucking pita. Fuck up. Peter. That's the story. That's some James Bond shit. Yeah. Except why James Bond wouldn't want this. James Bond be like, this shit is stupid, and I do a lot of stupid things. I'm not doing this.
Yeah. Be like, M. Come on. I'm not. I'm not going there.
Yeah. Somebody said this is a poor man's James Bond. Yeah, broke as fuck James Bond, man. Bankrupt as James Bond.
Food stamp James Bond.
Yeah. Yeah, man. This is ridiculous. And now it's up to our group of crazy misfits here.
Oh, don't forget who they put on the case.
Oh, I'm gonna talk to him a little bit. Talk about him a little bit. Thanks to our group of crazy misfits here, they now it's up for them to save Europe or perhaps the world. Oh, shit. This internet, boy. I ain't looking at nothing but red over here. I really have to figure this out, y'all. I'm so sorry. I really got to figure this out. I might have to be looking at a studio at some point because this shit is stupid. Let me see here. Where was I? The internet threw my ass off. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's... I mean, this is so generic, and like the bad guys. The bad guys are so generic. They pretty much get up to just get in front of the bullet and do that shit.
Do a pop dance. Yeah.
Yeah, all of them doing the same shit. Yeah, man. Yeah, this for me is like at the moment I'm starting to like the characters a little bit more. They start pulling this shit with the story right here. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's just that point where you have to kind of decide where are you gonna go with the characters or are you gonna go with the story, and go with the characters.
Yeah.
Just a little hint, a word to the wise, and that choose your own adventure.
Yeah,
swipe left.
So what's the best
story? Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the best thing on the menu? Like, the characters. Don't fuck with the story. They make that shit. And so that's week old.
What's that? Oh, my friend said something about the story. I'll go with that.
Yeah, man.
That's that. I said lunch, not launch.
But. I did like the characters in here, so they were making things slightly bearable for me. But again, like I said, it's just so redundant with them. But go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I agree with everything you're saying. That's how they were. It was surprising to me that while as much as I was just like, yeah, you know, this always happens where a movie comes out and you don't expect it to be good, and it's a surprise. And then they do a sequel, and it's exactly what you thought that first movie was going to be. And that's what this was up until a point where I was like, you know what? Halfway through, I'm like, I am starting to laugh now. And I don't know if I just got in. I'm just with these characters so much that I'm used to them, and the things that annoyed me aren't. But I felt like it was just starting to get funnier. There's also a point where Salma Hayek, like as thick as her accent is, she says, I'm going to go in and do a British accent. And you're like, psh. And when she does it, I was like, you know what? That's a lot better than I expected.
No, it's a lot better, unless you find out they dubbed ass over something. No. But no, I thought the same thing. I was like, damn, she's not that bad. You know, the casting here is also very interesting. Outside of Ryan Reynolds, Selma Hayek and Sam Jackson, the rest of the casting is actually kind of weird.
Or terrible.
Sometimes the good effect. I mean, Morgan Freeman, you saw him in the trailer for a moment. He comes in, and it's not like, and I'm going to tell you this, it's not like, oh, shit, it's Morgan Freeman. No, it's more like, Morgan, what the fuck you doing here?
You know? Basically, you know, he's one of my favorite actors. I even was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, yeah. What are you doing here, man? I'm not even mad about it, but it gets to a point where it's like, you're cool. Where your story goes is completely dumb. You know, they got a lot of twists and stuff with this, and I just like, okay, you know, get out of here with this. We'd be better off not doing this. But he is funny in the movie.
Yeah, he is.
I liked him. And is where it starts to get, like, it goes downhill from here for me as far as supporting characters. Nothing against the man. I like Antonio Banderas. I dare say I love Antonio Banderas, but Antonio Banderas, he's laying on a little bit too thick here for me. Even for Antonio Banderas. And also Antonio Banderas. Now, I don't know what's going on. Recently, every movie I've seen Antonio Banderas I've seen him in. Antonio Banderas, it looks like he has to stop and squeak out a fart real quick. Have you noticed that every movie he talks and then he'll just stop and look off into nothing and one eye kind of trembles a little bit? And you can hear a poot come. And he'll come back to talking. And the people looking at him like, man, did you just fart? You're watching the movie. He doesn't look. He did that movie with all the minors.
Oh, I didn't see that. Last thing I saw him in was Doolittle.
Yeah, I think in Doolittle he even did it. In this movie, he definitely does the moment. Because I saw it. Like, he fucking did it again. This movie, he was talking. And he just, what was I saying?
You know, he's always done that. But it just looks weird now that he's older.
You're probably right.
It's just something he used to, because remember he was the sexy guy that came on in the early 90s.
Yeah.
And he had his looks.
Yeah.
And now you can't be doing the same looks when you're 60.
Yeah, because when
you're just saying.
Yeah, because when you're 60, because like when you're 20 and 30s, you know, that's kind of like, are you winking at me? That was kind of cute. Right. You 60 something, it's like,
oh, he's having a stroke.
You're giving a stroke.
You farting real quick, try not to shit on yourself.
Exactly. Hold on.
Trying to squeeze this out. Getting the meat.
Hold on.
Anyway, what was I saying? You were talking about world domination.
Yeah, and I think it wasn't just the yeast, man. I think you got the whole loaf there. Oh shit!
Should even think Puss in Boots kind of did it. Yeah. But yeah, I like him. But I mean, his characters, for a character who's supposed to like try to rule Europe, he either lays it on real thick trying to like keep up with the craziness of the other characters, or he's just not much of a villainous presence at all.
I mean, it's such a dumb character and a dumb premise that there's only so much he could have done with it. It was weak. I mean, I'm sure he could have done more if there was more to be done.
Yeah, but he didn't. Yeah, right. That's the thing. He didn't have anything.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Antonio Banderas. That's why I'm trying not to talk about him except farts. But he's great. But if you know, just like any actor, you don't give them much to do. You know, give him a stupid ass, you know, James Bond ripoff villain role. Then it's not much you can do with it. But the one who really needed to pack up and go home was your boy Frank Grillo.
Right? I know, man. People. I mean. I mean, a lot of people, myself included, they love to see Frank Grillo. But
he's finally getting his due.
Yeah. It's like, oh, good, he's in this. And it's like, oh, shit, he's stinking up the
real?
Place.
I actually like Frank Grillo a lot, too. And again, I don't think this is him. It's just that Frank Grillo, I criticized the movie for being generic. I wish he was more generic because they're trying to make something out of his role. He's a detective from Boston who hates Europe. And they really are trying to... First of all, this is such a minor role. They don't even need to give this character that much time.
They really don't.
And they're trying to actually push his character to be funny with everybody else when that character's a non-character. And when they do that, when you have a character that has nothing, you get nothing. But the movie really is proud of it because he wants to go back to Boston. He hates Europe. He gets a Scottish partner who's a woman. Oh. And the best thing that he's got is, hey, Sean Connery over here. And... it would be, and everybody's like, what the fuck? And it would be funny if in the movie, everybody's kind of like, yeah, here, I can take your non-funny ass back to Boston. Mm-hmm. But the movie is like, shit, ain't Frank funny?
No.
What's up, my boy Frank? He's crazy, ain't he?
Yeah, it's one of those things you go like, wait, he's an Interpol agent who doesn't like being in Europe.
Right.
I didn't even think about it.
I just want to go back to Boston. And it's like, man, you laying that Boston shit on so thick that it's cartoonish.
It really is.
You're making Bostonians look bad.
Yeah, but also.
Like they're ignorant.
You're in a place you don't want to be in Europe. Well, somewhere you took the wrong off ramp, brother. Because did you not know what Interpol means?
Yeah.
That means that's all you going to do is be in Europe.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, you missed the first
exactly
day or.
Should have took that security guard job.
Yeah.
Yeah, send a V. Yeah, Europe sucks. I can't get my Boston beer because you're not in fucking Boston, man.
Yeah, well, this place, you can't even get a Sam Adams here. It's like, yeah, okay. Wait, I'm sure there's better beer. And why would you expect a Sam Adams?
Exactly. Nobody wants a Sam Adams here, man.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a Sam Adams here.
Yeah, exactly.
Other Americans around, I'm like, Jesus, guys, making us look bad.
Yep.
We're not all like him. He does not represent us.
Yeah. It's not Frank Grillo's fault, man. This is a character that should just be a walk-on
It should be. I mean, if anything, this should be, since this is the guy who has to recruit them to get them going, he should be a straight character, somebody they could play off of. They don't even need Frank Grillo for this. And yet, somehow, either direction or on his own, he decided, well, if they're going to be crazy, I'm going to be crazy, too.
Got jokes.
Let me match them. Hey, guys, let's, you know, comedy, back and forth. Let's do this.
They ain't even listening to him. They're like, what? Fuck it, I do it on my own.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Exactly. Diggery.
Frankie got jokes over here. Oh, Frankie been writing material on the plane. Let's try it.
Well, you know, old Frankie has been in the game for a minute.
He has.
And finally, they're letting him do shit. Like, he got that new show, and he's getting bigger and bigger. And now he's like, oh, it's time. Yeah. Sandy's like, now sit your
ass down. Stand back, I got this.
Yeah. No, Ryan, Frank, no, Sam.
Frank, no, you don't have none.
You guys relax.
Yeah. And it seems like the scenes he's in with them, when he's doing all that screaming and hollering, they sit there quiet, just looking at him, waiting for him to get done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's funny because the characters are kind of feeling like we do, but you can feel the movie like, hey, Frankie funny, Frankie crazy, ain't he?
There's nothing worse than when you can feel a movie going, come on, laugh at this,
yeah,
right?
That's exactly what it is, man.
Nobody say nothing, so he can just stop.
Yeah.
But Sam, he's not stopping.
Hey, am I right?
Hey, I got more. No, you don't. Fuck on out of here.
I can't get my Sam ass beer.
Yeah.
All this beautiful fucking scenery. I want to go back to Boston with the projects.
Yeah.
I want to go back to busting black dudes at night. You walking around when he shouldn't. Yeah, you know, anyway.
I thought Interpol was a beer. This is some bullshit.
Movie, I'll tell you this, opens up funny. I love the opening with the therapist, man. She said, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but she had me laughing so hard, especially in one particular part. The movie is beautiful, too. I think that this takes place in Italy, but they say Croatia, and they take I think they say both, like Croatia and Italy, I think they shot mostly in Croatia. And it looks nice. It's a great-looking film, man. Like I said, I really like Ryan Reynolds, man, in this. Well, I thought it was a nice touch with him because he spends half the movie covered in blood from other people. Mm. And the movie don't say anything about it. He's just speckled with blood the whole time. And it's funny that they don't say anything about it because he's just so defeated that he can't even wipe the blood off of him, man. He was the character I liked the most because he's the one that's saying what I'm saying. You know, can y'all just shut the fuck up? Damn, I can't wait. The trip is over. Please. You know, it's not totally lost on me. I laughed quite a few times. You know, most of them were chuckles, but there were a couple of times I laughed out loud, man. It's mainly when the movie knew it was absurd and they just went with it.
Yeah.
You know, the action parts, really, it's the comedy, and when they get just ridiculous with it, that's when I'm actually having fun. The action parts and all of the, like I said, the generic henchmen and action story stuff, that stuff I didn't like too much. Not that they couldn't have been impressive. I mean, it's directed by Patrick Hughes, who just took Adderall, apparently. He's very focused. Serious and a motherfucker with this movie. He's a guy that did, and maybe this is why, because I think with his action, it's just a little too over the top for me. You know, it's like one of those, it's bro action, where it's like, man, more explosions, more tough guy shit, the better.
It's gonna happen.
What happened to you?
Got my ass kicked.
You know, that kind of says it all right there. That's the Expendables.
Is that the first one?
Yeah, the first one.
Oh, he directed the first one?
Yeah, and a lot of people like that. I wasn't crazy about it because, you know, it's just not my really over-the-top action movie. I remember, like, we got our asses chewed out for that, too, because we all of us were like, yeah, we didn't like it that much. And apparently people looking forward to this so much, this is back when we were on Spill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How dare you not like this?
Yeah, people came after us for that. Shit, they trying to blow our asses up. They said, y'all expendable.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute. Stallone directed the first one, somebody said.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, so he did the second one then. He did Expendables. There's a third one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one with Wesley Snipes.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Man, I lost track.
Yeah, Harrison Ford.
Yeah, he did three.
Okay. I like three better than two.
Do you?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't remember. I just remember the first one. People were like, fuck y'all.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, the first one, I didn't care for it. The second one, I thought was horrible.
Is the third one PG-13?
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, someone said, oh, yeah, that third one sucked. I don't remember it too much, but he did that one. So you can see kind of some of his action here in that. But, yeah, I don't know. You go ahead and take it, man.
Oh, you know, it's sort of that reverse thing for me, because with the first movie, I really loved the first two-thirds of it and liked the third act. Because by then, the character stuff was out, and we're back to the plot. And, well, you know, the plot wasn't necessarily weak, but mm-hmm. it wasn't super strong. It was just, you know, it was sort of that generic thing, but so much of everything hung on it worked and made it funny. And with this one, other than a promising opening, I thought it just like, all right, you guys are just here to Just do the tango and collect a check and kind of run back over what you've done before. And they do. It repeats itself. But I did find in the second half or by the third act where I didn't care about the plot anymore, I was really enjoying the characters and getting a lot of laughs. And it's like you said, at some point they really embraced the absurdity. So all that stuff was funny. The action, while, you know, I'm it's good for action, it doesn't stand out over anything else. It's just kind of like, all right, well, you did a competent job at a bunch of action that doesn't mean anything because it's just killing henchmen. But I will say I left this movie liking it a lot more than I did when I came into it. And that's rare that happens. Usually by the midpoint you're like, well, I know where this is going. But I thought it got better.
What'd you give it?
I give it a high rental.
Okay. Yeah. I'm close there with you, but it just repeats itself too much for me. And I grew tired of it kind of quick. But the occasional laugh helped break up the monotony of it for me. So, you know, and for those laughs that I did get, for me, it's kind of it's a rental. It's just straight up rental. But, you know, but I did, I'm like you, even though it's a straight up rental, I did like it more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, it's, when the screening we were at, people having fun. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, at some point I was having fun. I heard myself laughing where in the beginning I wasn't, and then I was like, "All right, I got to give it up to this." It does turn out to be a fun movie.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was, like I said, it's mostly because of the characters that were doing that. But hey, you know, oh shit, some people. But
you come away going like, "Man, those characters are annoying." I was like, "Yay, no fight for me."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not at all. Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Let me see here. They took a. I see Skull. He went and took a poll. I'm curious to see the results of this poll right here. I forgot to put up the ratings that we would give this, but trusty old Skull went there and did it. So let me see here. What will they give Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard? Let's see the details over here. Ah, he put it up. There it is. Let's see here. Oh, shit. This is one where they had us totally wrong. You must think we're pretty jaded, people.
Oh.
They said some old bullshit.
Oh.
Okay. Closely followed by a rental, though. No one thought a full price, though. Definitely no one thought better than sex. And only 7% thought matinee. There you go. All right.
All day, it'll only make him angrier.
I, on the other hand, will tell you everything.
What? Really?
Michael Bryce was trying to put his past behind him.
You need to forget bodyguarding. Repeat after me. No bodyguarding.
No